Section 12, The Colloquy of the Pots, performed by Jenny Meisberger. One eve, when Ramazan was nearly o'er, I chanced again within the potter's door, where earthen pots of many a shape and size upon the table lay, and on the floor. And some were wrapped in silence, others not, and one spake loudly mid a wrangling lot. "Why talk ye thus and thus? Ye know not what. Who is the potter, pray, and who the pot?" "Well," said another, "you have naught to say. If still the potter live, he's far away. We are the pots, but then what do we hear? The buyer and the seller, where are they?" Then spake a vessel of less comely make. "They say that when the potter comes, he'll break all shapes ungainly. Are the pots to blame because the hand that made them chanced to shake? Thy handle's cracked, my spout is all awry, nor can we change them howsoe'er we try. For his mistake shall we be thrown aside, lest our ill shape offend his perfect eye? Are we to blame and so be cast to hell? Can this be true, as some wise pipkins tell?" "No, no," cried out a little pious pot, "he'll have mercy, and 'twill all be well." And while they talked, the time sped quickly on, till new moon came and Ramazan was gone. And stealing softly through the open door, a dusky porter seized them one by one. And down the ages has the story rolled, of red clay fashioned into human mould, and filled by Allah with the breath of life, till death steals through the door, and all is told.